Good afternoon. It's February the 21st, and I've just had a look what the subject is for today, and it is, if you could give yourself, your younger self, a piece of advice, what would it be? And I've had to rack my brains about this. I've been thinking about this while I've been walking today. If you follow my regular timeline, you'll probably just caught my walking boo from the Peak District. So yeah, I've been thinking about what I would have wanted to have told myself. And I can't really say, I mean, I really appreciate what I've got in life. I've got a partner that I really care for dearly, and I've got a daughter that I wouldn't change for the world, and I love where I live. I mean, just at the minute, I've just pulled over from driving home, and I'm just stood next to the River Derwent near a little village called Froggatt, and just watching the water flow past. I think the only thing I would have wanted to have told my younger self would be plan more. That is all. I don't think I would change anything that I've done. I've got a relatively decent job that allows me to do what I need to do. Everyone would always want more money, I suppose. But I get plenty of time off that allows me to go walking and spend time with my family. So I couldn't really want for any more. It'd be nice to have a nice big house in the Lake District and be able to live a bit more carefree, but I don't really need to. So the only advice I would have given my younger self would be just make more of a plan, just to enable me to get to where I want to go a little bit smoother. But I can't really think of anything else. Right, thank you for listening. I'm not quite sure whether you'd be able to hear the water flowing in the background or the birds singing in the trees above me. As I said earlier, I'm stood next to the River Derwent in a village called Froggatt, and there is a beautiful little bridge across the river. And I'm stood in a little pine forest, and it's really fantastic. With this right on my doorstep, what else could I want for, really? Great. Okay, I look forward to listening to everyone else's Februaries. And it's the final week. We're about to start the final week. What will I do with myself after this? I jokingly put a post on the blog post that Audio Boo posted, giving the subjects for the final week. And I said, what are we going to do with ourselves? We need another challenge. So if anyone can think of another challenge or something else that we can boo about, then I'd love to hear it. Okay, and over the February challenge, I've been listening to a lot of new people, and it's been really great. It's really got me interested in Audio Boo. Not that I wasn't before, but I'm listening to a lot of different people now, and it's all great. It's all good. And one of the things that I've learnt about my own booing while doing February is that I say the word fantastic way too much. I was listening to the boo that I did for the musical Memories, which is the February the 20th boo. And it's like one of those little drinking games. Every time I say fantastic in a boo, you have to take a shot of vodka or something like that. It's cringeworthy for me when I listen back, the amount of times that I say fantastic or go but I'm getting better. I think I'm getting better at speaking into the phone and trying to put myself across a little bit better. Okay, I'm going to walk back to the car now and continue driving home. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.